This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was actually a brother called Salahuddin, and in 2015, when he was doing a delivery for Pizza Hut in America, in Kentucky, he was robbed and stabbed to death in an apartment complex. And, you know, the key headline that came out afterwards was actually later on during the court hearing, when his father came eye to eye with the killer of Salahuddin. And just before the killer was about to be handcuffed and sentenced for 31 years, he embraced him and he whispered in his ear and he said to him, "I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at the devil who's misguided you. And I hope that when you leave this place, you do good deeds." And this brought everyone in the room to tears, and including the judge. And who would have thought that, you know, there's one thing to forgive someone, but to reconcile with him.
Yes. Yeah, well, after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Was-sulhu khayr." Reconciliation is best. If you were to ask any individual, 9 times out of 10, there is a person whom they've fallen out with. Whether the dispute is between husband, wife, father, son, employer, employee, businessman and his partners, masjid committee members, others, you've almost certainly experienced this yourself. Or you're at least aware of two people, two parties that have. Now, bearing in mind the sheer number of self-inflicted hurdles that already exist in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the home of the hereafter, I mean, just to list insincere thoughts, love of fame, laziness, complacency, self-admiration, robot-like worship. The point is that our short lives are already plagued with so many deficiencies. So now is the time to identify and treat every one of these hurdles before time runs out. And one of the largest hurdles that exists on a person's path to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are fallouts with other Muslims. And it's for this reason that there is a special group of Muslims who've taken it upon themselves to revive a very precious act of worship as they actively track down those who've fallen out to try to mediate and resolve their matters, because they've realized that this is one of the most rewarding yet neglected acts of worship in existence. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Shall I not inform you of an act of worship that is greater than praying, fasting, and giving in charity?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Reconciling between people." So these people who track down people's fallouts and they try to mediate, they have realized that this is a form of charity as well that doesn't involve money. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afdalu sadaqati islahu dhatil bayn." The greatest of all charities is reconciling between people. In fact, when news was conveyed to the Prophet والسلام, that the people of Quba had fallen out and they were hurling stones at one another, he immediately said, "Idhabu bina nuslihu baynahum." Let's go and reconcile between them. So whilst the overwhelming majority of people choose to just act as spectators, as analysts, gossiping about the fallouts of people, this select group of Muslims are of a different kind altogether. They speak so little, but they do so much. Ya Allah, how many satanic plots have been spoiled because of their efforts? How many households have been repaired because of them? How much dua is made for them due to the peace that they've brought on others? And just how many good deeds have such people amassed as they revive an act of worship that so few are courageous enough to embark upon, to reconcile between people? So take it upon your shoulders to plan a strategy to bring quarreling Muslims together. And whether it is you who shall execute this plan or you will communicate with someone who can do it on your behalf, that's irrelevant. This addresses the reformers amongst us who shall act as peacemakers between disputing Muslims. Now, if you happen to be one of the two parties that has fallen out with another person, then this principle, was sulhu khayr, reconciliation is best, urges you to start a frank conversation with yourself before it is too late. What should you say? Tell it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَخَمِيسٍ." The deeds of people are presented to Allah every Monday and Thursday, and Allah erases the sins of every Muslim who does not associate a partner with Allah. Except, he said, two people who have fallen out, it is said, don't forgive their sins until they reconcile. Imagine, despite your many good deeds, your relentless pursuit of avenues of Allah's pleasure, this one fallout, as you may call it, has the capacity to block the erasure of sins, leaving a person exposed to so much more trauma on the day of judgment than is needed. Is it worth it? Now, Shaitan, during your one-to-one conversation, he won't give up from trying to dissuade you from acting upon this principle of reconciliation as best. Shaitan will say, fine, reconcile, but just don't do it now. Give it a year or so. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say here? He said, "Man hajara akhahu sanatan fahuwa kasafki dami." Whoever boycotts his brother for a year, then it is as if he has spilled his blood. Shaitan, he will not lay his arms. He will say to you, okay, fine, you want to reconcile. But don't give it a year. Give it a week. Surely you both need some time to cool down. Another desperate attempt to discourage the application of this Quranic principle. So retaliate, again by citing yet another hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث، فمن هجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار." It is impermissible, he said, for a Muslim to boycott his brother for over 3 days, and whoever does so then dies will enter the fire. Shaitan will plead. He will say, "Okay, fine." Wait for him, wait for her to initiate the apology. Respond with the hadith, وَخَيْرُهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The best of the two quarreling parties is the one who initiates the salam. Don't give Shaitan a corner to breathe. And then he will say to you, okay, but what if he rejects your apology? What a wasted effort. No, it's not a wasted effort. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِن لَّمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِالْإِثْمِ وَخَرَجَ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنَ الْهِجْرَةِ. But if you are rejected, then that person will be sinful and you have freed yourself from blame. See, corner Shaitan. Make the apology. Shaitan, however, will make one last desperate plea to veer you off this path of reconciliation. And he will say to you, have you considered the consequences on your honor? I mean, how low can you go? And that's when you deliver the final nail in his coffin with yet one more hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a profound statement where he said, there are three things that are taken oath by Allah's name will happen. Number one, one who gives in charity his wealth will not deplete. And number two, when one pardons, Allah will increase him in dignity. Did you get that? When a person pardons, Allah will do what? Increase him in dignity, not the opposite. And number three, he said, whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise him. So what corner does Shaitan have to flee after you have cornered him with all of these ahadith? Apply the principle. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is best. So regardless of whom you may be in the eyes of people, set your ambition in being the better believer in the eyes of Allah. So humiliate Shaitan, liberate your soul from the burden of resentment, and issue that courageous apology, and remove every self-inflicted hindrance that stands between you and Allah. And when you hesitate, remember, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is best.
وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا.